You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Hungary says it has completed two controversial border container camps where asylum seekers, including children, have to wait until their cases are decided. Stefan Boss, who visited the area, says that besides the camps, authorities are also cracking down on foreign-backed groups that criticise these refugee policies and perceived liberal universities.
Please off it. Switch it. Switch off it.
It isn't always easy for foreign reporters to record what is really going on near the additional border fence Hungary is building to hold migrants fleeing war and poverty. Security forces make clear we are not welcome. And those asking for asylum are moved into containers. Hungary's Interior Ministry now says that prison inmates have been used to put 324 additional shipping containers in the camps built on the Serbian border at the towns of Ruske and Tompa. Across from Tompa, on the Serbian side of the border, farm worker Josef Pataki has been picking up personal items left behind by migrants who reached the border fence and failed to get across. He explains that not now, but earlier, there were times when they used to come in groups of 30 or 40 people, but since the fence was built, they reach the fence and go back. Hungary's harsh migration policies have impacted foreign investors and industries desperately trying to fill tens of thousands of jobs.
Het is een grote uitdaging om personeel te vinden. Als we vacature uitschrijven, komt daar eigenlijk nauwelijks.
It is a big challenge to find workers, explains Belgian entrepreneur Bert Quattaker. If we advertise a position, we receive almost no reactions. We try to solve the problem by looking for people who work in other companies, he adds. Hungary's harsh anti-migration policies come while the right-wing Fidesz government has been accused of undermining basic democratic norms and harking back to the country's totalitarian past for launching an offensive against perceived liberal media and non-government organizations criticizing its refugee policies. At the center of the furore is 86-year-old Hungarian-born philanthropist George Soros, whose open society foundations are active in 100 countries. Pressure is growing on the Hungarian government to withdraw a draft bill on higher education that could lead to the closure of the Central European University in Budapest, which was founded by billionaire Soros. The US State Department and dozens of academics in Hungary and abroad have urged Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government to ensure the CEU's independence and operations. Orbán, who once received a Soros-funded scholarship, has defended his policies, saying that foreign universities cannot mislead their students and should work according to Hungarian laws. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.